radio production for BBC Radio 3. Twitch, you are listening. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. Max.
Thank you, Jonathan. Have you ever been painted by anybody?
Not knowingly.
No, me neither. Maybe one day.
One day.
Anyway, good night.
Thank you.
Good evening to everybody. And first of all, here's some of the most joyful music I've ever encountered. The Gnawa music of Morocco. It's a very bluesy form of trance music, brought across the desert to Morocco centuries ago, along with the slaves and prisoners of war from the great Western African empires south of the Sahara. Here's one of the younger Malams, Malam Saeed Damir, with the Gnawa All-Stars, praising his Bambara roots. Banya Bambara.
Yeah.
London Sinfonietta performing Stars, Sun, Moon from Thomas Adès in 7 days for piano and orchestra with moving image, or you could call it a video ballet. It follows the story of creation in 7 movements. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Email us on late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text on 83111, or send me a tweet direct at IMAX Reinhardt. That's one word. Now, Les Chaux Lapins sound like they're French, even when they sing. But Parisians may well wince at the accent, because in fact, they are American ukulele duo Meg Reichardt and Kurt Hoffman, following a dream of chanson that started when they heard some Charles Trenet records from the 30s. Let's follow that dream with them for a short while. Cette nuit-là.
Cette nuit-là, j'aurais écrit une chanson, quelques petits mots de tendresse, chuchotement d'amour, et chérie, bien sûr, j'aurais dû dévouer 1000 phrases à vous. Cette nuit-là, brasser des idées, des amourettes, de moments plus près de vous. Mais dans la pénombre, j'aurais dû savoir que c'était presque l'aube et non plus cette nuit-là. Vous êtes un spectre de mes rêves, un fantôme en rayon lumineux. J'avais eu un peu plus de temps, j'aurais composé une grande ouvre d'amour.
Go pretty, no nearer to
Psychedelic folk returns to our midst, at last. Sproatley Smith there, with That Is the Blue Flame, a twisted jewel to behold if ever there was one, complete with excellent use of fuzz guitar as a hurdy-gurdy-like drone. Their record company seem only to know that they are denizens of the folklore-soaked borderlands of Herefordshire. But you can go and witness them live on Sunday, 10th of June, when they're part of the Weird Law Psych Folk happening that's taking place at Folk House, Bristol. Moving from psych folk to a deconstructed bossa love song, here's a superb Lucas Santano with a tune of his from the Sem Nostalgia album, undoubtedly, actually, my favourite Brazilian CD of last year, Sira Regina Inanna.
O meu coração tocava só pra Cira. Antes é que o meu cordão batia só pra Cira. Antes o meu coração tocava só pra Cira. Antes é que o meu cordão batia só pra Cira. Ensandecia a tropa, evocava o meu olhar que orbitava a sua volta. Mas quando apertava a tecla, nunca trocava a nota. O encanto bateu botas, eu vazei daquela festa. Sobre a peça.
toca no vazio. Agora o meu coração não queima nem pavio. Não existe data certa, conta ou alguma reza. O cupido quando acerta, o acaso lhe reserva. Agora vou falar do meu amor por Nana. Agora eu vou falar.
Fola mam fuga baga wapili. gondolé. Fola mam sumuro fa. Mam nonga fom dolé. Tra loro mbas mamre. Mam sangue fa. Mam yamarata fo. Msangome. Ya fo yel mgomne. Omdolé. Mam nonga fo.
Very back porch. Pittsburgh Farewell, Two Monarchs from Poor Moon, an album we'll be dipping into all this week here on Lake Junction. It's by Hiss Golden Messenger, a strange and wonderful duo whose music David Bowie has described as mystical country, like an eerie yellowing photograph. That's the way we like them. Before that, I played Mdole by Burkina Electric with vocals by Mai Lingani. It's from their album Paspanga, which has just been released in the UK. On every track of the album, there's a rich and strange presence somewhere in the soundscape. It might be a lick, a texture, a processed vocal, a delay or a rhythm. And it's no surprise when you consider that one of the leaders of the band is Lucas Ligeti, whose father's piano music we're continuing to delight in all this week. And so too, Georges Ligeti's Musica Ritchicata.
Thank you.
A tiny little nod to Debussy there, I think. Anyway, that was the first four movements of Georges Ligeti's Musica Ritchiettata, performed by Frédéric Ullin. It was written in the early 50s, but not premiered until 1969. The sharp-eared amongst you will have noticed a crucial structural feature of the work. Ligeti confines himself to only certain notes or pitch classes in each movement, so two in the first, three in the second, and so on, with each subsequent movement having exactly one more pitch class than the last. If you'd like to listen again to check that out, then you can do that at any time over the next 7 days. Just go to the Lake Junction page, nestling amongst the Radio 3 web pages, and hit listen again. More Ligeti piano music throughout the week here on Lake Junction. And more piano music right now. Abdullah Ibrahim does not limit his pitch choices so stringently on this epic 6-8 workout, which he recorded around 40 years ago. Tintiniana. Thank you. Township jazz, gospel, echoes of marimba stylings, you heard it all in Tintinyana, that tour de force from Abdullah Ibrahim, on which the piano maestro was joined by Victor Ntoni on bass and Nelson Magwaza on drums. I have to say we're in tweet meltdown here, and Simon Le Bon has tweeted in. Is that for real? He says, getting ready for tonight's show in Santiago, listening to some very, very tunes on Lake Junction. And, you know, people are now tweeting Simon Le Bon, and I'm a message board for Simon Le Bon. Another musical legend in her own lifetime is Björk, whose current magnum opus, Biophilia, seems to grow new limbs in each city it visits. Apps, workshops, different stagings, and now the remix series too. Hip-hop crew Death Grips are currently one of her faves, and she particularly likes the way they bring together a Californian West Coast and a London style. Here's their remix of Björk's Sacrifice.
Yeah. let me out. Hold me shut. Your mouth is not my mouth. Hold my hand. Bikini bullet side. Hold me down. And upside down in black. Don't let me go. Use all your twists. Hold me once and hold me twice. White night booms on the sand. Hold me once and hold me twice.
Lucas Santana's Hold Me In, remixed by London-based DJ producer DJ Izem, from a remix EP on which the gentle deconstructor of bossa, Lucas, gets deconstructed by four fresh DJ producers. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. You can email us on late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text on 83111, or send me a tweet at imaxreinhardt. It's a year since Norwegian avant-rock artist Jenny Havall's Viscera album was released, and frankly, it just hasn't been heard enough. Back in March, I saw her live in London, and we were all swept away by the inventiveness of her trio and her unique singing. So, in a moment, you'll hear her tune Engines in the City, which, by the way, does contain some sexually graphic lyrics. But first, Porta Ricks, the German dub techno duo who acquired their name from the cute dolphin vintage TV series Flipper. Remember that? I don't. Nautical dub.
with an electric toothbrush pressed against my clitoris. After a few weeks, it ran out of battery.
The Minimal Revelation. That is Jenny Havahl, there with Engines in the City. And now, a first for me as a Late Junction presenter. A new album from Captain Beefheart. Well, actually the first official release of the album Batchain Puller, 36 years after its original recording. The exhaustive sleeve notes by John Drumbo French and Denny Feelers Rebo Wally include this description of working with the captain, whose real name, of course, was Don Van Vliet. The hardest part about playing with Don was trying to keep focused and stay in the moment. The thing is, was usually the start of any subject for him. I don't think he had a clue what the thing was at the time of saying the phrase. It was just an evasive manoeuvre until he could light upon his next fascinating subject, which usually occurred within moments. But until it did, there was a bit of a faraway look in his eyes. Or, to put it another way, a carrot is as close as a rabbit gets to a diamond.
Thank you.
another dream. Rope they tied to its lowest branch, and they set my young soul free. The wind blew cold and the people moaned when they cut his body down. I'm just waiting for the next train through to take me from this town. What's a girl to do? And a man will sing, Johnny, how true to you. Johnny American 29.
John Hardy's wife, Kyle Carey, telling the story of John Hardy, who, according to the traditional American folk song, killed a man during a craps game and was hung for the crime. But she's telling it from the point of view of the dead sinner's wife, of course. And that sad tale brings us close to the end of Late Junction for tonight. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow night at 11 p.m. But I'm going to leave you tonight with yet more Deconstruction, Spring 1, from There Are No More Four Seasons, in which violinist George Kentros and electronic musician Matthias Peterson take apart Vivaldi's greatest hit and explore how many ways they can retangle it. But before that, the first movement of Britten's Cello Suite No. 1, a performance by the legendary Mstislav Rostropovich. And I'm going to play this in memory of Maurice Sendak, the great children's illustrator and writer who died today after inspiring many people's children and grandchildren, certainly my own. You might have read them in The Night Kitchen or Where the Wild Things Are, and the walls of his world became the great beyond. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Radio 3 Through the Night. We're going first to the Royal Opera House to hear a performance from 2010 of their production of Bizet's first important opera, The Pearlfishers. That'll be starting in just over 5 minutes. As a prelude, I have a piece by Bizet's great mentor, Charles Gounod. Gounod was delighted to hear of Bizet's commission and told the young man to adopt a light tone and to be his own man. My dear child, he said, you have in your bag of tricks a great deal more than is needed for a mere first attempt. Well, this meditation by Gounod on the first prelude by Bach, the Ave Maria, played as it is here on the harp, looks forward to the famous duet in Bizet's opera.